Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Schley is here. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our great Brain Trust members. More than 10 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the president and the co-founder of Brand Team 6. He's created the dominant selling idea. He's the guy who wrote the outstanding landmark book, The Microscript Rules. Also, The Unstoppables, a number of other books. He's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
I'm always happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, Bill, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
So James. One of the things that you want to talk about today, I know, is what comes before branding. You know, someone once said to me, you can't be a leader if you don't get someone to follow you, right? If you can't, can you brand yourself if you're not brandable?
Well, there you go. It's a perfect lead-in. I've been doing this for, I'm embarrassed to tell you how long now. It's 30 years, Jim.
Wow.
And you do it for 30 years. You do the...
You're just a piker.
Yeah. But the great principles never change. But even though the great principles never change, you still get new... You learn something new every day. And I was talking to a very smart guy, business guy. He wasn't a branding guy. But he was saying, what you guys do is you talk about branding, but people think that branding is just about logos and color palettes and, painting the tails on the airplane and those kind of things. But he said, you're really talking about something else. You're talking about strategy in a sense that it's a whole direction of your business. Because you're talking about what makes you the number one choice of your customers every single day. And that's not just branding. He said to me, this is his phrase, he says, that's what makes you brandable. Brandable. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, man, that was one of the most interesting things I ever heard. Because to be brandable means that you can, you have a real difference, something you're bringing to the world that nobody else does, that sets you apart, that allows you now to be number one in some category. And that's all branding is. You can brand it all day long, but unless when you're done with branding, people say, hey, this company is the best in my marketplace. They're my number one choice.
Is being brandable being able to differentiate yourself?
Well, it's being able to differentiate yourself, but in a certain way. Because a lot of people, there's a lot of, brands can be a country or a celebrity or a world leader. And God knows you can be Gandhi or you can be, Hitler. I mean, each one of those people stand for a very, very specific thing. So they're differentiated. But what a company needs to do is differentiate with a selling idea. And that just means I'm different, but I'm different in a way that is important and is going to make your life better. For the customers. In other words, in a way, it's going to take away my pain.
One thing it's got to have, though, is it's got to have somebody who wants it. I mean, your brand won't last long if it won't travel. Your brand's got to travel. It's got to have life and legs, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. It's another thing we say. We're going way back to why Johnny can't brand, but there's five principles. Your brand has to be, first of all, you have to be number one at something. People, whatever your category is, you have to be number one in that category. And if you're not, you have to change your category to be number one. Because people, once they decide they have a need, then they don't go to buy the second or third best thing. They go to buy the best thing. And so you have to stand for that, like you're the only one. The next thing is, but that's not all day long. Sometimes little companies think, well, that's not me, but if you know how to find these kind of ideas, you find out there is a way to be number one in a specialty that only you can stand for. The next thing is it has to be important to people. Remember, that's rule number two. It can't be, so you can say, hey, we have the biggest selection of brown ties in Selma, right? But nobody wants brown ties. So you've got some superlative, but nobody wants it. So it has to be something people really, really, really want. And the last thing, the main thing is it has to be believable coming from you. So you can, you know, people, if Porsche came out with diapers, people wouldn't think that Porsche cars could make good diapers. But they think they can make good cars. I mean, you have to be, it has to be believable coming from you. But those are some of the rules. But as far as being brandable, what happened was we were doing these positioning exercises with companies where we're giving them the one thing they stand for. And when we find this idea, people wouldn't just go, oh, there's our brand position. People would get so excited, they practically fall out of their chairs. And we realized we were doing something more than just finding a difference. We were giving them the strategy, but the strategy was telling them how they're going to win. The strategy, all of a sudden they realized, oh my God, this is how we're going to win. And they could see it. And that was the beginning of what was going to make them brandable. And it became
when they realized what they had was going to have life and legs.
They realized what they had was going to have legs, but they realized what they were going to have hope and excitement. They realized that, man, we really are. Look at how special we are. We never even realized how good we were. We never realized what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
And they see it, and it's crystallized, and
it changes everything
in a company.
You think some companies languish because the people who are the keepers of the brand don't appreciate what they have?
Yeah, I think that happens
in small businesses all the time.
They do. They think in these very, very conservative, I call it kind of mushy terms, where they say all the right things, but they don't come up and say, hey, wait a second, we are the only company that does this. We are the only one.
And they don't realize that those are brand elements.
Well, no, those aren't just brand elements. That's what I'm trying to say is that's the whole story.
That's it.
Once you decide that you are the company that's not the public cloud, you're the managed cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Once you decide that the world thinks that the cloud, all computing is this one giant thing, and they say you can't compete in that, and you say, but wait, we're in a different business. We're the best in the world in the managed cloud, and here's why you need that. And you start to articulate that thing, and people say, wait a second, they're in a different business. They're the best at that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to manage cloud, I need to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, it aligns the whole company. Pretty soon the whole company starts to stand for this thing. So it's so much more than branding. It is the strategy that's going
to
make you win.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. I need a website quickly, Bill.
Brandteam6.com.
There you go. Check it out. Quick break. 20 after. Right back with Bill Schley. I'm Jeff Lassingham.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.